Hi, this is Dave Kale. In an earlier career, I took a position selling surgical staplers to hospitals. Now, it was a leap from the secure job that I had to one that paid straight commission, required me to buy my own samples and literature from the company, and provided only 6 months of a draw to begin with. It was not a hasty decision. You know, I looked at the amount of existing business in the territory that I was scheduled to get, and I determined that if I could double that, I'd be at a comparable income level to where I was. And then anything above that would be an increase in my income. And I was kind of young and dumb, and I thought it would be not that difficult. So I left my old job and arrived in New York City for 6 weeks of intensive training on the new one. Now, during the time that I was there, the district manager who had hired me was replaced. And when I arrived home after the training, my new manager was anxious to meet with me. In our first meeting, before I even had a chance to begin working, he informed me that he had revised the sales territories, and the territory that I thought I had, the one for which I was hired, was not actually going to be the one that I was going to get. Instead, I was going to receive just a fraction of that territory. Well, the new territory only contained about a third of the existing business as the previous one. And this change meant that my plans for making a living were shot. It looked to me like it was an impossible task. So I was upset and angry, you know, like I thought, how could they do this to me? I immediately began to look for another job, determined to quickly leave this unethical and uncaring company. Unfortunately, things got worse. As I interviewed several companies, I discovered that they saw me as the problem. Instead of understanding what the company had done to me, they thought I was an opportunist who was looking for an easy way out, and it became clear that no one else was going to hire me. I grew more and more angry and bitter, and in addition, I had little success selling the staplers. After 6 months, my temporary draw came to an end, and I owed the company over $10,000, was making almost nothing, and had no prospects for another job. You talk about the proverbial rock and the hard place. I was a victim of a dirty deal. Then, out of the blue, one day I had an inspiration, you know, and the inspiration was this: it's not them, it's me. The problem was me. Yes, the company had treated me poorly. Yes, they had been unethical and uncaring, but the product was still exciting, the opportunity still great. The real problem was my attitude. My bitterness and my anger were getting in the way of everything. I was responsible for my own behavior, my own thoughts, and my own attitude. When I had that realization that it was me, I felt like 1,000 pounds had been lifted from my shoulders. See, if the problem was me, then I could change. If the problem was somebody else, then I was a victim and powerless to do anything about it. I'll tell you, it was a motivational and exhilarating realization. So I began to work on my attitude. I began to take control of my thoughts. I looked up Bible verses that were very inspiring, you know, verses like this: if God is for you, who can be against you? Or if you have faith like a mustard seed. You know, and I wrote them down on 3x5 cards. Then, as I drove into my territory every day along I-96 in Detroit, I held them in my hand on the steering wheel, flipped them, and read them over and over, and flipped them, and continued to read them over and over. And slowly, I began to do away with that bitter attitude and replace it with hope and expectation. My results began to change also. Things began to get better. 6 months later, I had paid off the debt to the company, and I was making more money than I thought possible. The job became more fun, more financially rewarding, and more fulfilling than anything I ever expected. Now, the turning point for me occurred at that moment that I stopped seeing myself as a victim and accepted personal responsibility for my circumstances. It was an important lesson I was lucky enough to learn as a relatively young man. Unfortunately, much of the world today has not learned that lesson. I cringe every time I hear someone claim racism, for example, as the reason why their circumstances are less than ideal. As long as they blame someone else for their situation, they will remain victims, prevented from making positive changes in their character and attitude by their adherence to a mindset that puts the responsibility for their situation on someone else. And, you know, it's not just the charge of racism which has this devastating impact. It's every label we put on people that allows us to claim victimhood and avoid personal responsibility. You know, when we call someone a socialist or a conservative, a progressive or a radical, these labels allow us to blame them and avoid the painful process of self-examination instead. And you know, it's not just political labels. Labeling someone a feminist or a supremacist or a sexist or misogynist are handy ways of putting people into labeled boxes and then blaming them for what is wrong in our worlds and thus abdicating our own responsibility to make personal changes. The tendency to claim victimhood and to label people is more prevalent now than perhaps at any time in history. However, this is not a 21st century phenomenon. Blaming others for our situation is a dark trail of human character from the beginning. You'll recall that Jesus Christ had some thoughts to share on it. He said this, "Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove that splinter from your eye,' while the wooden beam is in yours? You hypocrite! Remove the wooden beam from your own eye first, then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." That's Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 7. Now, more recently, James Allen said this, "Men are more interested in improving their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound." I just think it's time that we abided by this age-old wisdom and stop blaming everyone else for our own circumstances. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.